We are in Simen Shin Gimel. We're up to Siv Gimel, and we'll be going through Siv Tes. So we're still in the middle of the halachis of the things that one cannot wear, be'ikr, the jewelry that they asked a woman to wear on Shabbos, as a gzeira that she may remove it and then end up carrying it. As far as the halacha lamaisa, we will be seeing that later. Siv Gimel, lo seitze bekipa shel tzemer. She should not walk outside with a kippah shel tzemer. This is a head covering that is ornamental. Dahainu chutei da'amra de gedelim va'avidi kihutza pirish kekelam asuim alei lovma dekolam shem bariga. So what is a kippah shel tzemer? That is referring to something that is made of woven wool. Mashenke and Itztema, which we're soon going to see, Asuya Kamin Levit, Kedisa B'Gemara Shams, so let's see what that is. Urechovim Kishtei Etzbos, this kippah was altogether two etzbos wide. Kishir Tzitz, so it's an ornament, it's not a real hat, it's much too narrow to be a hat. Velo B'Itztema, Dahainu Matlish Shetolim Bachutim Shal Tzivonim, an Itztema, and this is what the Ramo was referring to, this is more like felt. This is not woven, it's more like felt, and what do? They hang from it chutim shel tzivonim, different kind of colored strings. This they would tie it on a kala in order to scare away the flies, because it's a bizoyan for a kala to sit there and have to go and push the flies away. So they would have her wear something that would keep the flies away. So the first thing, the kippah, is considered a tachshit. It's considered jewelry, and that's why there's no issur of carrying it midaraisa. But it's also midrabanan because she may remove it and carry it. Whereas the second thing does not have a shame beged, and it's not a tachshit, and it's actually a masui. It's considered it's considered like really carrying something. Siv dalid lo seitze bi'ir shel zov. This is a particularly chashuv piece of jewelry that only respectable people wore. Pirush Rashi, Shutachshis Ogul. So Rashi sheet is that it's a round piece of jewelry, umitzayrim b'kamin ear, and it has engraved in it the shape of a city. V'yesh be'emtzo loshen shemechabrim osol amalbush. And in the middle of it, it has something, a tongue that sticks out, and that you stick into the clothing. Rabbeinu Tam Pirish Kuchena Torah LaRosh. Rabbeinu Tam learns that it's almost like a crown that's worn on the head. Now, what does it say about this? The problem is both in the case of the chibur to the clothing, Rashi's pshat. So there, it's not a total chibur to the clothing, meaning it just comes in and out very easily. What is the chiddush of all of this? So we're soon going to see that something that only aristocrats really wear, since aristocrats don't walk around showing one another their jewelry, there we say that there's no chash to remove it and carry it home. This is something that not only aristocrats, but more chashuv people wear, and among them some people who would remove them to show their friends. Therefore, Chazal did make a gzeir. Sifhei, klila. What is that? V'utachshit shemanichto al pitchosa me'ozen lo'ozen. This is something that goes on the lower part of the face, from ear to ear. V'kosharto b'rutzuos hatluyos, and it gets tied by the different strings on it. Muteris lotzizbo, she's allowed to wear it. Bein shehi asuya mechaticha shal zov charuzes b'chut, whether it's pieces of gold that are hanging from a string, bein shos hachatiches kfuas b'matlis, or it's hanging from a piece of material. Doesn't make a difference if the base is a golden chain or the base is a piece of fabric, but it's lots of gold that's hanging from it. This is something that only the aristocrats used to wear, and there was never a shash that they would remove it to show one another. The Bir Halacha brings that there are those who say that this is only the case of the one that's on material, but the one that's on a chain, actually, lots of other people would wear, and there is a gzeira. And his maskani is that he's not sure. Yesh l'stapek im yesh l'hokal, he says. Sivav, resukya, dahainu, chatiches mi'il rechava. This is not a complete jacket, it's pieces of a jacket. The way they used to wear it, as he says soon, is that it had straps on it. Im yesh ba ritzuas ktsaras tluyas ba lakosha mem lahatkan svivo seh demahadik shari. Temein lo ritzuas aser. If it's tied well, then it's called a beged, and if it's not tied well, then it's aser. The reason why it's aser is because it may fall off. She'll get sick and tired of constantly putting it on, having it fall off, and she'll end up carrying it. Whereas if it has strings, it doesn't fall off. If it has these straps, it doesn't fall off. Siv Zayin, lo seitze bekatlo. This is not the katlis that we had before. This is a katlo. Dainu beged sheyesh but lo shnotzim. This is a beged that has loops. Ke'en mechnasayim, the same way that pants do. Umachnisim bo ritzur achava, and you put a wide belt into it. V'kosher sviv tzavara, and she puts it around her neck. V'habeged tolui aliba, v'uchoshev umetzuyer bezahav. And hanging down with these loops is a very choshev beged that one is colored with actually pieces of gold. So the halacha here is also that maybe she'll remove it to show and end up carrying it. Sifches lo seitze benizmei ha'af. She's not to wear nose rings. Aval yotze benizmei ha'ozen. But earrings are mutter. Why are earrings mutter? The iser here is, again, she'll remove it to show her friends and then end up forgetting to put it back on and carry it home. So the assumption is that earrings are going to be too much of a hassle to remove. Why is that? Says the Rama, Hagah. That's because in the days of Chazal, women would cover their ears. So the tircha of uncovering her ear and taking off an earring to show her friend, that she wouldn't do. Ubamakim shenogim legala saznayim. In places where the minig is that women do not cover their ears, also lotzeis binazam and shaba ozen, heched derech lohotziyam misham. In a place where people would remove the earrings because the ears are not covered, you would still have exera, and then earrings and nose rings would have the same halacha. Siftes lo seitze b'machat nekuva. She is not to walk out with a needle, meaning a needle with a hole in it. That's when it's stuck into her clothing. Vim yotzo chayeves. And if she carried it outside, she's chayev chatos. Why is that? Because it's not normal to have a needle as some kind of tachshit or malbush. That is definitely just something that a woman is carrying. And it's normal for a woman to carry a needle by sticking it into her clothing. So this is considered a regular masui, something you carry. The she'ena nekuva, a needle without a hole, meaning a pin. Imamedes ba kishureha muteres lotzeis ba. If what she does is either she ties her tichel with it, or she's keeping her clothing, she's fastening her clothing with it, then it's mutter. The im eina mamedes pakishare aser. Otherwise, it's going to be aser. Now, what's pshat that it's mutter? It's mutter because she wouldn't go and pull this pin out, because then either her tichel will come apart or her clothing will open. Now, in the case where it's also ornamental, some hold that there's still a gzeira to other jewelry, even though this particular one is holding her clothing together. Nevertheless, Chazal made a gzeira. La halacha, the Mishnah Berurah says, ein limchos, which means that he really holds that it should not be worn. I keep saying la halacha, la maisa, we're going to only get to see later, much later, exactly what we do.